This term for a long-handled gardening tool can also mean an immoral pleasure seeker. Ken.
What's a hoe?
No.
Tonight for episode 4. Now, I've been kind of propping this episode up a little bit with, you know, a video or two here and there on Facebook or whatever it may be. I don't think I did Instagram. I know I did Facebook for sure. But I promoted episode 4 because I recently had an issue. I never call it an issue when I'm debating or proving somebody. Not that they're wrong, but when you disagree with somebody and they call you names. And tonight's show is going to be more about wordplay in many different aspects. Whether you're talking about disagreeing with someone's sexuality or whatever the case may be. Also, whether it has to do with race or whether it has to do with religion, whatever the case may be, someone's going to disagree with you all the time on the internet. So why, when you disagree with them, they have to call and resort to name calling because they know they're in the wrong or they can't prove or debunk what you're saying. In this case, when I talk about wordplay, this kind of came into mind when I saw a post on Facebook, and actually it was on my timeline. It was a WNBA post, and it was of the All-Star game that recently just happened. I'd say probably about a week or two ago. I don't know when exactly it was. I didn't watch it, but I do know, being here in Minnesota, that the best team right now is the Minnesota Lynx. There's no denying that. They have won three championships. They're on pace to probably win a fourth. And one of the best players in the WNBA that I know of is Maya Moore. And I just know that just because I did see a couple games or highlights of her, and she is a good player. And with that being said, I'm not going to throw shade on the NBA, but it's just not my cup of tea. So, during this All-Star game, she won the MVP. She won the MVP, so when I saw the post on Facebook, I'm like, okay, this is what it is. She's a good player. But sketch. With the video showing me, and what I know about the NBA, which I've heard about in the past, and you could just see it by how some of these females look, how these broads look. The lady that was presenting, I didn't catch her name, I don't know her name, I don't go, I guess I should, if I really want to be professional about it, I guess I should have went and tried to find her name so I could tell you who it is, but the lady presenting the NBA award, the All-Star MVP award to Maya Moore, to me, she just looked like a dastardly, disastrous, lesbian, carpet-munching female. I'm sorry, that's just what it is. I'm being honest with you. I ain't gonna sugarcoat it. That's just what it is. And if y'all think that I sound a certain way, then good. Good for you. But let me refer to this WNBA post on Facebook that I saw and then I responded to. Of course, everybody, half the people, you could tell there was awesome. Hey, hear me roar, I'm lesbo, fist up in the air, peace signs. Oh yeah, I'm proud and gay and yeah, yeah, yeah. But, so I make a comment about the lady. Everybody's talking about, oh, how good Maya Moore is, whatever. I comment, of course, me, comment on the lady presenting the award. The award to her, I said, the lady on the mic looks like a girl's gym teacher, carpet munching like a motherfucker. That was on July 25th. Later on that same day, and usually I don't give out names. I said last week that I will never throw anybody under the bus, whether I know you or not. But in this case, I got to throw a name because, number one, these people responding, I don't know them. They're not none of my Facebook friends. You won't know them. They're none of y'all Facebook friends. But Brittany Golden, she responded to my comment because I guess it offended her so much. She said, what? How disgustingly classless. And with the eyeballs bugged out with a straight mouth expression, surprised or wow sign, I guess that would be emoji, whatever. And someone gave a thumbs up to that comment, which was another female. And when you go to her page, she's got kittens. She's from Wisconsin, lives in Golden Valley. And, you know, they got the whole... see some of the photos, and yeah, she's got the France flag, and I'm sure somewhere, I didn't look at all the profile, but she looks like a big lesbo supporter. And this show is going to sound very judgmental today, but guess what? I don't give a fuck, because a lot of times we're being judged. And when I'm talking about being judged, you could talk about the straight community. Because being straight and normal is weird, and being gay is the new normal. So, I respond back to Brittany Golden with how disgusting. I know. You must have forgot half, if not more than half the NBA locker room, WNBA locker room, excuse me, is pro-lesbo. Well... 8 hours later, or I should say 2 hours later, exactly 2 hours later, a simp by the name of Bob Kramer, another white guy, you go to his profile, and he's got Hillary, he's got Obama, he's got another picture of Hillary, probably Joe Biden, all these cracker presidents with wigs on, you know, the Washington, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, all the motherfucking racist slave owner crackers. Goes to some more of his polo. He's got a cat. What is it with these guys and kittens on their Facebook page? Why do they have kittens? He has a picture of a cat. Like a little gray cat with blue eyes and brown mixed in with it. Looks a little fruity there to me. But he responds back to me, Marky Willis Jr., so what? Most Americans are not homophobes like you are. Two thumbs up. The two thumbs are up. the two thumbs up are from Brittany Golden and Kathy Beninsky, however you say that Winsky name. The two people that, or the one person that responded to me and then gave a thumbs up to her, gave both thumbs up to this Bob Kramer guy. So I respond back, probably 10 minutes later, I say, "What's a homophobe?" Of course, now Kathy wants to get into it. WTF. Stupid ass comment. Focus on the point of the clip. Perhaps that is too much of... No, let me read it exactly how she wrote it. WTF. Stupid ass comment. Focus on the point of the clip. Perhaps that is too above you. One thumbs up from Brittany Golden. Bob Kramer responds again. Marky Willis Jr. Someone that fears or hates gays. Is this thing on? Because I want to tell you something real quick about the blueprint. The blueprint answers that gay people will always give you, or people that support it. They always give the same responses. That's no different than when you're debating a racist. And they say, "Well, what about the black on black crime? Or what about Chicago? Or what about this and that?" Well, in the gay support community and in the gay community, they have the same answers. And when you question, because I've done this before, I ask other people, "What is homophobic or what is a homophobe?" When they say, when you question them what the word means, that is the answer they always say. I'll read the full answer that he said. Bob Kramer, Marky Willis Jr. Someone that fears or hates gays and lesbians. What if your sister or her brother? And then you could just hear his voice change. So you could just hear his voice change as I'm reading it. Marky Willis Jr. Someone that fears or hates gays and lesbians. What if it was your sister or your best friend is a lesbian? Would you hate them? I respond back. No, it's... Well, first I respond back to Kathy, who said, "What the F?" No, it's not above me. As a matter of fact, it's beneath me. Because I'm more worried about someone trying to harm me because of the color of my skin. I'm not worried about offending someone because of their sexual preference. Then I respond back to Bob Kramer and his little sensitive ass. And the question I do ask when I say homophobic or homophobe, I always thought that a phobia was something that you fear. Since I'm not scared of homosexuals, does that still make me a homophobe just because you say so? Because that's been a word that homosexual people or people who support it throw that word around because their opposition, which would be me, doesn't support it. Just like you hear the crickets in the background, the thread was over. Because guess what? They didn't have an answer. They didn't have an answer to respond to me. I asked a simple ABC question. I got no answer. They threw their blueprint answers at me. After the blueprint was thrown out the book and they still couldn't debunk what I was saying, crickets. They was out of there. And that's how you win a debate. You don't argue with them. I don't even much want to debate them. But don't come at me with some blueprint answers, call people names, and then you don't come with the facts, Jack, or Jill, or Butch and Stud and Faggot and Lesbo and whatever the hell y'all want to be. To your men out there that like getting that twinkie ass fucking in the booty and all that bullshit, don't come at me with that ridiculing, calling me homophobic when I'm not scared of y'all motherfuckers. The only thing y'all are good at is trying to ban shows like this off, trying to get people's Facebook pages banned because they disagree with you. When they disagree with you, you know what's fucked up about Facebook? And I'm gonna get on Facebook here in a second. Actually, I'm gonna get on it right now. And people like me, people like Prez, you know, others, we can relate to this, what I'm about to say right here, and I'm about to drop it. When you go against these sensitive-ass, swagged-ass, fruity booty, in the basket, put them in the casket-ass faggots, they want to sit there and cry a goddamn river. Just because you disagree with them, just because I remember a few years ago, one of the first times I got put in Facebook jail, it was all because there was this faggot-ass dude dancing to Beyonce, and he was in a bathtub, or he was in some kind of tub with water in it. He comes, like he was born again faggot, comes rising up from the water with a white t-shirt on, all wet and shit, comes out and starts dancing, and like a gay faggot would. And I don't even remember what the comment I made, but it was a comment enough to set off the gay antenna alerts, and they did whatever, and next thing I know, I'm kicked off of Facebook for, I think it was like 4 or 5 days, however many days, I forget, because it's different every time. I think however severe the comment is that you make, and the more butthurt these faggots are, which I don't understand. Why you get butthurt over a comment, but your butt don't hurt off a fucking dick, you faggot? But anyway, with that being said, I get banned off of Facebook for 4 or 5 days. All because of a comment. But around that same time, this was the same time that Trayvon Martin was killed. Someone made a page on Facebook of Trayvon Martin's dead body, made memes out of it, made him flying around with his dead body and all this shit. Black folks all over Facebook was trying to get that page banned. Guess what was the first thing them motherfucking faggots at Facebook said? Mark Zuckerberg people. I get a message in my inbox, because I was one of the people that said, we need to get this page banned off. Guess what my message said? That the response to me, well, thank you for your support. Thank you for Facebook, blah, blah, blah. I wish I could bring it up. I don't remember what it said exactly, word for word. But pretty much the message was that this punk-ass page that was made by a white supremacist, they have the freedom of speech. Isn't that what I was doing when I was expressing my freedom of speech against these faggots? That further shows me that Facebook is ran by white supremacist religious believers. That just like they do any other way they can, they try to shut up any type of voice that speaks up against their agendas. And I guess being gay is another one of their agendas, even though they're a little more secretive with that one. But with that proves the case right there, that they support homosexuality. But anything you talk about that's pro-straight, pro-black, pro-anything else that's not on the agenda of either white supremacy, white bigotry, or homosexuality, you cannot speak against that. You can't speak against anything Jewish, against the white Jews. Can't speak against that on Facebook. They'll put you in Facebook jail. So that's what it is. But again, what I told you before, when I said that they use these words, phobia, any phobia is a fear of something. Arachnophobia, a phobia of water, a phobia of something. But when you tell gay people that you're not afraid of them, that's the first thing they like to say is, homophobia is because you're afraid of gay people. Well, another one of their most common wordplay phrases that they like to say. Oh, you hate gay so much you must be gay yourself. that is the most notorious one they will use against you, straight folks. Yes. Heterosexual people. That be like a white supremacist saying, you must hate white people, so you must be white yourself. Saying that to a black person. Skinny. You know, or that'd be like a black person saying to a white supremacist, you must hate black people so much, you must be black yourself. How stupid does that sound?
Bitch.
Doesn't that sound stupid as fuck? So when gay people say that to a straight person, to a heterosexual person, and you just look at them and you're like, what? But guess who's the unnormal motherfuckers are on this planet now? Guess who is not normal anymore? It's us heterosexual people. We're weird. We're weird because we like having sex with women, if you're a man. If you're a woman, you like having sex with a man. But I guess eating carpet, if you're a woman, that's normal now. Putting on a strap-on dildo, that's normal now. When I was a kid, and I wish I could still have that kid mentality and not know how gay people used to have sex, but I used to wonder when I first heard that a man and a man could be a couple.
Yes.
And when I was a kid, I had an idea of how, and I'm talking about like when I was 7-8 years old. When I was 7-8 years old, I had an idea where babies came from, how they were created through intercourse. I mean, you watch TV and you'd see it. And the idea was that a man would put his thing, because you know when we were kids, we would say, your thing. He would put a thing in the girl's thing, you know, the whole thing, you know, when you're a kid, you think like that. So you knew that's where babies came from, you know, that's how sex was, done. But when I heard, because I knew there used to be this little gay kid at school back in the day, and that's another thing, and we talked about this on the Church of Reality and other shows, that the gay kids used to be the weird motherfuckers. They used to be the outcasts. They used to be the ones that we picked on. And yes, I was guilty of it. I was one of the kids that would trip the gay motherfucker. You know, I did that shit. And guess what? Not ashamed of it. Oh, Skinny, you a bigot against gay people. Well, if what I'm saying is hurting your feelings, if it's tingling your butthole somehow in a way that you hating what I'm saying, then you know what to do. You can stop listening to this broadcast. But when I found out that this one kid was a gay motherfucker, and I remember one time I almost had to punch this kid, because I remember actually, trying to remember what grade I was in. I think it was in the third or the fourth grade. And we was riding the bus. And I remember this Asian kid named Dua Tao. And me and him always used to kind of beef a little bit off and on. We'd be cool one minute, we'd be beefing the next. Because some things he would say and some things I would say, we would just say stupid shit to each other and we would want to fight each other all the time. But at the same time, there was a respect, I guess, enough to where, you know, we would be cool afterwards or whatnot. But one of the times I wanted to fuck him up because he tried to, I remember I used to call him the bubblegum man because he always used to have a bunch of bubblegum, which I think he was just going to the stores and stealing the shit. But anyway, one time we was on the bus and I said I was on third or fourth grade. And I remember this motherfucker and there was this little white kid who was suspect. I think he liked boys. He liked boys. And why I say that is because he had no problem when this duotile kid, the white kid wanted a pack of bubble gum. It was that Bubblicious or Bubblicious. It was either Bubblicious or bubble gum. And yeah, this motherfucker was Bubblicious, all right, because I'm talking about the white kid, because duotile was, he wanted a pack of gum. And the Asian kid was like, I'm gonna try to do my best Asian American voice. If you want a pack of gums, you have to kiss Skinny or kiss Mark. And I heard that shit. I'm sitting kind of in front of everybody, so these motherfuckers are in the back of me. So now I turn around and look like Mark. I'm the only motherfucker named that on the bus. So I'm looking, I see this Jonathan kid coming up, walking towards me. Because I heard what he said. I was on, and he could sit in my seat. Man, I did my foot, and I kicked that motherfucker out the seat. And that faggot started crying. And, of course, everybody was laughing. He fell. They didn't see how fast I put that Bruce Lee kick on that dude's ass while I'm sitting in the seat, and I kicked that motherfucker out of my seat. This is in the third, fourth grade, so the bus driver stopped the bus. What's going on? Yeah. And, you know, and dude's still crying because he fell on delicate. He fell hard as hell because I kicked him out because I heard that motherfucker was set up to try to kiss a motherfucker for a pack of bubble gum. I wasn't trying to have that faggot ass shit happen. So, and some people are probably saying, oh, that's probably why you're so tormented against gay people now. I could just hear you motherfuckers now. No, it's just a thing. One of the couple incidents that where I've had to kind of either push a motherfucking faggot away from me or do something to let them know, hey, I don't play on that side of the fence, goddamn it. But I remember that one like yesterday because I remember we were on the bus. I used to go to East Consolidated, Econ. That was the name of the elementary high school. For those of my Facebook friends that are listening to the show, y'all, you know me. But yeah, I didn't play that homosexual gay tendency shit, you know. And I remember this little boy named Jonathan was a faggot motherfucker, for real. Because he wouldn't have tried to come at me otherwise for a goddamn pack of bubble gum. You're telling me you're willing to kiss a motherfucker for a pack of bubblegum? Well, I bet you now you're kissing a lot of dicks, you faggot. But while I digress into that story, that's what I mean about how now you're strange if you're heterosexual. You're an animal if you're out there trying to get pussy, but if you're out there doing a gay day parade and you're dancing with a tail up your ass, like I saw one time, I saw this motherfucker walking down Hennepin Avenue while I'm driving to work, and right down the street is the club called the Gay 90s, and y'all niggas ain't slick out there standing in front of that gay club acting like, oh, but the music's tight though up in there. Music tight my ass, motherfucker. And that shit didn't sound right what I just said there, but beside the point, y'all ain't slick out there going to gay 90s, but then y'all saying the music's tight and you're not suspect. All these Negroes running around there with their dreadlocks and they going up in there in the club that's called the gay 90s. Are you fucking serious? And we're not supposed to think anything. And I guess that's normal now. But with that being said, it's okay for a gay day parade. And you can bring kids there. You see little kids running around with rainbow short shorts. I saw a 10-year-old kid walking around with rainbow short shorts. I saw another motherfucker with suspenders, with no shirt on and some shorts, like a fucking, with them Irish pub motherfuckers that wear them weird clothes, but this dude didn't have a shirt on, with suspenders and some shorts, and had a fucking tail, I don't know if it was a raccoon or a fox tail, it squeezed up in between his ass crack. crossing the street right in front of my car. And I'm looking like, ain't this a motherfucking bitch? Oh, my teeth were, oh, man. Man, I wanted to floor the gas right in, the pedal to the metal and floor the gas and run that motherfucker over when I saw that shit, because I'm looking at the kid across the street who's wearing the rainbow shorts. And this is what I mean about them promoting it as normal. And then you have these so-called straight people who support it, and they're cheering and clapping. Clapping and shit. And then they have that little clap, too, that they do where their fingers are pointed out, but their palms touch. It's like, when you clap, are your fingers supposed to touch, too? I thought your whole hand was supposed to make contact with each other, not with your wrist like this, and then your hands are bent, your fingers are bent, and when you're clapping, only your palms clap. When only your palms touch and you clap, and your fingers are straight up, pointed outward from each hand, that's sissified.
Bitch.
Well, Skinny, you're just being totally bigoted tonight. You're goddamn right. Because I don't like how they get certain perks.
Bitch.
I don't like that. Tell me if this makes sense. I remember a few years ago when I was trying to put my lady on the same insurance as me. I was trying to put her under my insurance as a beneficiary. They wouldn't let me do that. But they'll let a gay partner do it. That's what I mean about when they talk about struggles and, oh, we struggle, we're like slaves, and we get the same hate crimes done against us that black people do.
Bitch.
Tell me, when was the last time a faggot was shot by a cop? Tell me the last time a faggot was hung on a tree. Tell me the last time a faggot was pulled over by the police because of the color of their skin. Oh, and I'm supposed you're gonna use your black faggots to try to whatever. Well, guess what? Let me specifically talk to you black homosexuals for a minute. For those that think that, oh, I don't see color. There's racism within the gay community too. I just thought you'd like to know that. Just because they like your black dick up their ass, or you like it, that white dick up your ass, that doesn't mean that there's not any racism within the gay community. Let's let that be known. And with that being said, you see a lot of these homosexual black dudes who are gay first and don't relate to black folk. You see that a lot. And I'm just kind of going all over the place today with this shit, but it is what it is. When you see these comments and when you see how Facebook treats heterosexual comments against homosexual comments, they could sit there and name call you. I'm talking about the homosexuals. They could name call you and call you idiot and stupid and you're not this and that. As soon as you fire back, guess whose comments getting blocked? Guess who is getting deleted? Or guess whose Facebook page is getting totally banned if they're not putting you in Facebook jail? You got it. It's you, the heterosexual, the normal motherfucker that, if you believe in the Adam and Eve story, life was created by man and woman. A woman can't have a baby by another woman, much as they like to pretend. A lot of those bulldaggers, when they do have a baby, they have a sexual affair with a man. And then the stud comes in acting like the baby daddy. And sometimes it be a pretty ass female with the ugly ass stud looking It's funny. You can't tell the studs from the effeminate men sometimes. Have you noticed that? You have some of these dudes, especially the ones that wear the dreads. You have these skinny dudes that walk around with dreads who look like they could pass for a female in a way because of the way they walk, the way they talk, the way they fight. Have you seen these sissy-ass dudes that fight? They throw hammerhand punches. They hit you with the bottom of their palm first, or they're slapping you with a finger or two. Slapping a whole bunch of air before they even try to make contact with you. Yes. And then you have the bulldaggers, who look like they could pass for men, but then you look at their little ass hands, that you look at their little ass feet, their voice, they try to make a different ass voice, they try to sound like a man. I'm a female, but I'm really a dude. No, you're not. You're a female who's trying to act like a dude. Stop playing the games. You ain't slick. Man, I remember, everybody has someone in their family, whether it's a long distance cousin, auntie, uncle, whoever it may be, who has that weird motherfucking cousin or whatever, or you have that homosexual cousin or lesbian cousin. Yes. Everybody has that, and everybody has that one where they bring them to a family function. They bring their stud girlfriend, where the girl cousin brings their stud girlfriend, who wants to be a boyfriend. And they walk around acting like a dude, and we're all supposed to be like, hey, what's up? So, let me ask you something. Let me ask you, studs. So if we mistake you for a man on accident or on purpose, do y'all get mad? Y'all shouldn't.
Yes.
You shouldn't get mad if we mistake you for a man, because guess what? You're trying to act like a motherfucking man. If a man kicks the shit out of a stud, why do people sit there and say, that's a female? That's wrong, dude. You a sucker. You hit a female. No, I didn't. I hit a female that's acting like a man. I hit a female that's acting like a man, that wants to be a man. But she ain't man enough. I guess she should have manned up and took that punch. She should have manned the fuck up. And that's what it is. You can't be a man and fake the funk, and then when it comes time to be a man, because you're talking bullshit, because you think some dude is trying to holler at your girl, and you trying to be a man by saying, what's up, man? You know, I'm a stud, and I'll still whoop your ass. And then you get knocked the shit out of. And then, you know, you have a crowd of people. That's a female. You hit a female. Well, guess what? That dude took your ass to jail like that bus driver in Cleveland. Took your ass to jail with an uppercut. And knocked the little bit of man you thought you had in you out of you. And now you're a woman. That's what, but we're the ones that's weird because of your confusion. I'm gonna take a little commercial break and then I'm gonna come back and end the show. I'm gonna play a little music for you, so I'll take a little commercial break. I'll be right back.
Breaking news, and I'm building up this dope gang. Blood dogs on the motherfucking sick, and the campaign. Cause a nigga on the shoot, automatic weapon. Boom, wood is flying at your wedding. Man, I really don't give a damn. Cause I'm hard as what about you? I ain't got no feeling for you. You might try to kill me. Here's a chance I end up killing you. Man, I'm trained, I'm welcome now.
head in the ground. That's the niggas been the clown. All you hoes for talking shit. Make them bitches suck my dick. Cause I'm cool and straight legit. Bitches hoes and beat the dick. Better pay my money, ho. If you know what's best for you. If you wanna keep a life out of this, I keep on pimping you. Man, I'm getting richer from these hoes while my cash flow. Living like a guest, whatever you wanna call it, I'm doing it, ho. Cause you know the shit I kick. Pimping keeps my pockets thick. On you funky shaded bitches, having you hoes clocking my riches. Just because I dog a ho, maybe even slap a ho. Up in 1995, you was a little ripper, man. Now I'm finna pass it, man. Pass it to the shoulder pimp. Shoulder pimp, just let them know you cannot play a player, ho.
I got to you minds and you fuckers. You can't play me, bitch, so don't you try. So fuck it, fuck it.
Push your name,
shout it, yeah.
Definition,
making him, breaking the whims, breaking simps. Hope you drop the cash flow.
How fast will they bring your cane?
Faster than the speed of bully. If you shout, I might click. Trick a bitch, I will bully. Snap a quick fucking trick. Recognize, don't play me, bitch. Hoes try to jock ride with a cute face, but you ain't shit. 9-5, gotta get mine. I'm still high, ho, still live. Why do that?
I don't know.
So, ho, catch up with your kind. Red dog, my nigga, we cannot pay her. Yeah, tryna play her, bitch. You can't play no player, you can't play no player, bitch. Shut up, hoe, and make me rich. You can't play no player, you can't play no player, bitch. Shut up, hoe, and make me rich.
Don't raise your cup, motherfucker, you get stuck just because you a bitch. Hoe, and you can't tell me shit. In the room, look like a dollar in the street. Gotta get my ears meet from the bus trying to test me. A real G making dough. And I got too many hoes, bitches, and they love me. And they wanna fuck me. But this shit don't welcome to my motherfucking head, G. Hoes trying to brown nose a nigga in the industry. But in a 9-5, I think them niggas should grab their fucking gun. Fucking slap it out a hoe. For some help, we do to y'all. Hoes be trying to. They roll like they funky as a faithful. Fuck around and grab my belt. Fuck your ass because I'm hateful. If you didn't know by now that you hoes ain't shit. Recognize a player when he's standing in your face, bitch. Me and Charlotte Pimp, make these hoes pay what they wait. Chillin', living day by day, sippin' on that E&J.
You can't play no player. You can't play no player. You can't play no player, bitch. Shut up, hoe, and make it rich. You can't play no player. You can't play no player. You can't play no player, bitch. Shut up, hoe, and make it rich.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's just a definition.
Shot a motherfucker, P.I.U. You know what I'm saying? 1995. Lips to the sea.
Yeah, Big Sean.
Yeah, nigga, we a dog. Nigga, you just know what's going on. So we can ask this shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? All my niggas in LBG.
I'm back, and I was going to try to keep this a low, kind of a shorter version or a shorter show tonight, because I got some other things I got to do, but it ended up being a little longer than I had planned, and, you know, that's okay, though, because once I start going into talking about subjects like this, like speaking against homosexuality and how it's promoted in the media is normal and how we're not supposed to be on, you know, or do any of that. It's wrong. It's wrong. So that's why I'm glad we're able to have a show like this. Skinny Man on the Rant, and I hope y'all could relate to it. If you don't relate to what I'm saying, I'm not going to accuse you of being pro-homosexual or pro-lesbo or pro-this or that, but, you know, take it as it is. And I know people are not going to agree with everything I say, and that's okay too, I understand that. But when I talk about how homosexuality, like I just told you, when you're driving, trying to get to work, and you just happen to get stuck in traffic because of the Gay Day Parade and them holding up traffic on Hennepin Avenue, and you see 5, 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old kids at the parade celebrating homosexuality. Yet, this will be in the same city where black men are getting killed by police or have to watch their backs. And you have homosexuality and homosexuals claiming that they go through the same injustices as black people? Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here with that nonsense. Y'all just want to hear yourselves talk. Y'all just want to hear yourselves think you have a point or even have a place in society, in normal society. When half the lawmakers, if not a majority of them, are homosexuals themselves. And I hate how they try to push the homosexuality pretty much everywhere, but I could speak especially when they do it in the black community. And you see this at the workplace. If you noticed, and yes, I'm going to talk a little bit about white supremacy in this instance again. And I know some of y'all are like, oh, come on, Skinny, you just talked about this last week. Well, this is a point that I forgot to bring up, but it has to be brought up because of the subject that I was just talking about tonight. Have you noticed that in higher positions, not just at your local Caribou Coffee, where gay dudes, a lot of gay dudes work at, you can tell. Because a lot of times when you ask for them to put a little extra flavor in your smoothie, your strawberry banana smoothie, instead of putting all that goddamn ice in there, water it down, they keep the goddamn sugars for themselves. Are y'all hearing me clearly? If you didn't get that one, go screw yourself. Anyway, now that I digressed again and just lost track of where I was going with this. Oh, no, yeah, with the job. So, notice whenever you see a black man in a higher position. And you also hear this in Hollywood, too, where you hear a lot of black artists or black music artists, they didn't get there because of their talent. Sometimes you do have to wonder that, because when you see a brother in a high position, it really does make you wonder. How did they get that position? Because you never really see a black masculine man in a high position running a whole bunch of folks around. I see that at my position, at the job that I'm working at. They have no problem putting a gay black man in the higher rank position who could run around and tell black folks what to do, or white folks at that matter what to do, because they're still inferior in the minds of the white man when it's all said and done. Because the masculine black man is competition. Competition that no one wants to face. And I'm not saying that in a cocky way or a bashing way. I'm just stating that in a fact, how white supremacy works. They have no problem putting a feminine black man in position because they are not a threat. They are not a threat to a white woman who is choosing, and I spoke about choosing a little bit last week, or made a comment about that. A demasculated or effeminate black man will show and shine his, will show his teeth, all 32 of them. He'll show his teeth and be and then, you know, there's that time where you may have a few masculine black men underneath, who still are getting chose on.
Bitch.
And the black and the white man does not like a masculine black man in power. So they have no problem having the one gay black dude who's acting all sassy at any wherever from the low to the top. Oh, hey, yeah, it's me. Oh, yeah, that's a nice car you have outside. Yeah. You know, just that extra gayness. Oh, I'm going hard tonight. Some of y'all listen to me be like, oh, what is Skinny on tonight? He on some bullshit.
Bitch.
Goddamn right. But you know what? I'm going to have to end the show here in another minute or two. Like I said, I got some stuff I got to do. Like sleep. Get back upstairs in the bed. Later, probably wonder where I'm at. But I just felt like the show had to be done tonight because, you know, sometimes when you, like I said, when you go on Facebook or any social media, you really see what people think. Just like you see how people think when it comes to race and religion or whatever. You see the same thing when it comes to sexual preference. And the numbers are staggering now, the way you see how gay is promoted. How homosexuality is promoted almost to the point where it is the new normal. Do you hear heterosexual men or heterosexual women telling gay people you hate straight people so you must be straight yourself? Do you hear heterosexual men or heterosexual women telling homosexual people, you know, all the things that homosexual people say to heterosexual people? The blueprint answers. Do heterosexual men have blueprint answers that we tell gay people? Do we call homosexuals heterophobes?
Bitch.
I'm just trying to answer this. I'm just trying to answer this question for your, or try to get the answer from y'all. Have you ever heard a homosexual ever tell a heterosexual, have you ever heard a heterosexual tell a homosexual,
bitch,
are you a heterophobe? Do you see us making up words and making these code words up like homosexuals do?
Bitch.
Do you see heterosexuals walking around on Hennepin Avenue in Minneapolis saying I'm straight and I'm proud? I bet if we did, homosexuals would make a big goddamn deal about it. It would be all over the news. It would be all over the newspapers. It would be all over social media in a negative light. I'm your man, Skinny Man. I'm glad you were able to listen to this broadcast and join in. I still want to do a broadcast that is actually live where y'all could call in. Whether you're a troll, a hoe, a bigot, a racist, a pro-black, whatever you may want to be, a friend, a foe, a friend of me. I would love to do a show like that. It probably wouldn't sound as crisp and clear because it would be more done on the phone. But I gotta do a show where y'all could call in and we could just chop it up or debate or whatever the case may be, because I love shows like that. I want to do a show like that one day. Look out for an episode like that to happen one of these days. I'm gonna set that up with prayers one of these days and maybe do a live show and try that. But in the meantime, I hope you enjoy these recorded broadcasts. I'm out of here until episode 5. Peace.